Welcome to Cinemondo with a full house. Wow. All movie fans. We have horror fans. We have Indian film fans. We have AJ Devgan fans. We have so many fans. So I'm very excited about this. So we brought in everybody for this one because it's horror and it's my favorite. And I want everyone to be here. Melanie Pardesi Reviews. Amit D54. Lara, horror fan, and a million other podcasts.
Yay!
Yay!
And all the other things.
Yes! So, this is kind of one of these A-list type horror movies. Yeah. And so, we have a lot of really heavy lifters. Who we got in this, Melanie?
I'm fascinated with this cast because it's Ajay Devgan, who is, you know, a big star, but it also has Madhavan, Maddie. It has Jyotika, and then I'm not sure, Janki Butterwala, I may have seen her in something, I don't know, but Madhavan and Ajay and Jyotika in the same movie, I'm like, I'm there.
I mean.
And the director is Vikas Bal, who did Queen, among other films. So, yeah, I'm intrigued.
I know, this should be very interesting. What do you think about this, Amit?
Yeah, I mean, the cast itself, it's pretty cool that, you know, I can't remember Ajay Devgan horror movie. When I think of Ajay Devgan, I think of a cop. Like, he plays a lot of cop roles, plays a lot of action roles.
I mean, he's known for action because I think his dad was a stunt director. So when Ajay directs a movie, it's frequently with like really insane action sequences. But he's a very good drama actor as well. So, I mean, Drisham, you know, among other films, like he's really great.
Yeah. I love Drisham.
And Madhavan has done some horror films, like in Tamil, he did a film called 13B. I will admit it was
so good. Oh my God. It was good.
Yes.
Favorite, I'm just saying he's known for, he has done some horror films together. He did an Amazon series where he was a serial killer. It's called Breathe. It's actually completely awesome. Completely awesome.
Love that. So,
he's very, very talented. He's sort of been around for a long time, done a lot of movies. I think he even did a show on Netflix about like something about him.
Is it Railway Man? Is a recent.
That's R. Madam.
Yeah, that was meant to be good as well. But he did another one that was like more like a rom-com kind of thing. So he's got a lot of variety.
He's all over the place.
Like the 90s. Right. Like,
and we were talking about Three Idiots a few minutes ago, of course.
Yes, that's right.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
I mean, he's one of those actors who is a true crossover. He's done Tamil films, he's done Hindi films, and he's really kind of big in multiple industries. So
that's true. Yeah, so now, I can't wait to look at this.
I can't wait to see this.
I'm just like dying to look at this. All right, so we go into these kind of cold. This is all we really know. We don't really want to know too much about the plot because we want to see if the trailer sells it. So let's take a look. Okay. Here we, hold on, wrong window. Okay, here we go.
Namaskar, dial 100.
Hello, usse maar dalega, sir.
Hello. Hello, madam.
Wo zabardasti hamare ghar mein ghusa.
Zabardasti? Hello.
Oh.
Pata nahi meri beti par kya karti.
Coming in hot.
बेटी को फोन करना चाह रहा हूँ. मेरा फोन का बैटरी कॉन्क ऑफ कर गया. 10-15 मिनट का सवाल है. चार्ज होते ही मैं चला जाऊँगा.
So charming. That's just aggressive.
आप शायद समझे नहीं. मैं नहीं जाने वाला.
What the hell?
What? Once more.
Oh.
What have
you done to her?
He's got powers.
मुझे आपकी बेटी को यहाँ से ले जाना जरूरी है आपके आशीर्वाद के साथ नहीं ले जाने दूंगा
मेरी बेटी को आजाद करेगा कि नहीं
तुम्हें पता है कि तुम किसके सामने खड़े हो? मैं कौन हूँ? मैं क्या कर सकता हूँ?
Voodoo dolls.
Wow.
Oh my god.
What?
अच्छा जानू, अगर कोई भी पास में आएगा ना तो चाकू बोलो, okay? Thanks.
Wow.
8th of March?
Whoa, okay.
Did you guys see my face when Maddie said that?
Wow.
I'm like, bad boy Maddie, evil Maddie, I'm all about it.
Oh my God. You know, what's interesting about that? It looks like it all takes place in one room pretty much. Not that
yeah,
it's like an isolation horror for sure. And then
that was really interesting.
Lara, if you don't know, Madovan is known, like, he is like a teddy bear in most of his movies. Okay. Like he's normally such a green flag.
This is little
and then he just completely unleashed.
I liked him being evil.
This reminds me of just like Ari Aster vibes, right? Like this is like
a dysfunctional family.
Mm-hmm. And it's got just like all the things.
Yep. Yeah, it definitely does. It definitely has that. The family has some issues, and this guy comes in, and he's like the kind of like spark that sets off all the dysfunction happening, let alone the fact that he's possessing or controlling the daughter and making her do terrible things. Oh my God. I like the voodoo dolls. They were very cute. Voodoo dolls.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we didn't get a lot of Jyotika, but obviously she's playing Ajay's wife.
Yep. Yeah, so I mean, didn't get too much from her from the trailer, but I'm sure she's probably got some kind of role. As we sort of said, it's small, contained within a room, so it's going to focus on just a few characters. Looks like four characters all up. Now, so Shaitan, like, so it's like an evil spirit. That's what it sort of means. It's like an evil spirit in Islam.
Yeah.
And they can like incite humans and jinn by whispering in their hearts. So it's probably playing on that kind of concept.
Yeah.
So he does have some kind of demonic force.
An insidious kind.
And you already have it in you to do whatever they're asking you to do. So it's like kind of like, I'm just pushing it along a little bit.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I have a few posters. We have, I love the voodoo dolls. They're very cool. Okay,
yeah.
We saw a little bit of them in there.
So great.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I want one of those props. That looks pretty damn cool.
So there's five of them in that one, right?
Well,
five, but in the movie it looked like it was like 100.
Yeah, that's true.
But there's only one red one.
But I mean, if it's supposed to be each character, that's sort of interesting, right? Because who's the fifth then?
Yeah, I guess Madovan would be the red one because he's kind of the instigator, right?
Yeah,
that could be. That's pretty good point. The different colors. Interesting.
Unless it is the evil spirit, like you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, so there, Jyotika gets kind of equal size as Madhavan.
Yeah,
look at that evil look he has in that poster.
Oh my gosh, I know. It's terrifying. I don't want to go to bed next to that guy.
You know he's bad.
Worried dad. Whoops. What happened?
Did he just go?
Kathy just disappeared. Uh-oh.
She's coming back.
It's that damn, I tell you, I was having those internet problems.
There we go.
This is what really happens to me.
Oh my God.
All right, anyway, I was just saying, look at AJ, concerned dad, whatever kind of pose there.
Yes. He's like, what is happening? I am noble.
Like somebody. Yeah, he is kind of giving off Dishu vibes.
He is. It's the same shot for Dishu.
So, Kathy, what do you think about the background in this poster? Like,
I think the problem with the background, I don't know why the archway is off to the side. That's weird to me. Like, I don't know why it's not just centered. And it looks like it's
Do you see, like, way in the back?
There's like a little demon-looking thing.
Yeah,
the guy is.
Yeah, that is kind of... Mm-hmm. A little backlit But yeah, it looks like there's some kind of thing they're kind of trying to hide.
And we've got one voodoo doll that's kind of in our foreground. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're surrounding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's like the red one.
Mm-hmm. They're hanging upside down. Yeah, there's only one red one again. He's right in the middle. Interesting.
It's very Blair Witchy.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah. Oh. Right? Like, mm-hmm. I feel like there's just so many great vibes and like storytelling behind all of this that
yeah.
I'm super. I love a lore.
Just yeah, mm-hmm. kind of folk horror.
Info yeah. dump it all. Give me it.
It's interesting. There's no daughter in it. I mean, she's kind of right. integral.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, she's not one of the named stars, right? She's probably yeah. some yeah. young, possibly yeah. debut actress or something. I mean, her name wasn't familiar to me. Yeah. So they're selling it with the three big names, stars. And yeah. Giotica is there to possibly bring in Tamil speaking audience. Yep. You know, mm-hmm. if they're going to release this in multiple languages.
That's true.
But. Yeah, this poster is super interesting.
Yeah, like, it is.
And yeah. just the whole vibe of this movie. Like I said, I'm just loving Madhavan being completely
a bad guy.
You mean this?
He is up with a spoon. He is loving this.
That is, you know, that's got to be such a fun role playing these kind of really mm-hmm. crazy people. But I love how both of us, Melanie, when he saw us put his dirty feet on a table, we're both like, it's gone too far. This is terrifying.
Now, I'm sort of wondering, okay, so he says, I hypnotized her. So mm-hmm. you, yeah. Kathy, talked about maybe this is a dysfunctional family. And there's sort of this taboo about seeking therapy. And at least that's what I've gleaned from, mm-hmm. you know, certain movies like Dear Zindagi or whatever, you know. Yeah. So I'm wondering if that's kind of playing on that fear, right? Was he her therapist that then twisted it? You know what I'm saying?
That's interesting.
I mean, I don't know that that would be the same kind of trope or fear, you know, I mean, because mm-hmm. horror explores a fear that we have, right?
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah. And I don't know that that would necessarily, I don't know that we necessarily have a fear of a therapist suddenly controlling our kids, right? You know, I guess I guess we could, but
you're right.
But, I mean, if there's a teen girl in the movie, she already seems possessed in general because there's never a teen girl in the film that isn't terrible every time in a movie. So true. They just make
they're
it
all
so
the worst. It's
so bad. So bad. This looks fun though. I mean, it's very central, small, you know, format where it's all this guy, you know, the classic home invasion kind of thing. And they've added a little bit of the, you know, hypnotism, voodoo, you know, demonic thing to it. I love that. And I love they made, you know, Armadavan, like the guy who's always so charming, which he is, turn into that. It's just so great.
Oh, yeah. And then, I mean, and he's if anybody comes, stab them.
Yeah,
right? And then I think that was where we saw Giotica, she's trained, and then the daughter stabbed her, right? You know, hit that.
So good.
Great trailer. Really good trailer.
That was really fun. It's going to be fun to see in a theater with an audience.
Got a lot more out of it than I was anticipating.
Yeah, I know. I thought it was just going to be this kind of, it'll be demonic, and the daughter will be doing bending over backwards and doing something. But no, it looks like it's a lot more than that. I like that.
Yeah. It looks a lot more fun. Like, I mean, because you guys know horror, especially if it's like gory horror, like a Saw kind of a thing, that's not me. But something like this, where we're going to watch an actor chew the scenery and have a ball.
So much chewing going on in this movie.
I'm all about it.
All right. Thanks, you guys, everyone, for coming on board for a horror trailer. This had to be done.
Super fun.
Very fun.
Let us know in the comments what you think about this trailer. Do you have any other your favorite kind of demonic horror movies we should take a look at? And we will see you next time.
Bye.